This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and I got nominated in one of those social media things. It was not push-ups. Don't worry, I'm not going to do push-ups and you just hear me breathing for 30 seconds. No. I've done that stuff before, back in the day. Not my thing now. But this one was kind of cute. So, I was at my local coffee shop, and funnily enough, I was just waiting for my coffee and I was on social media. And one of the girls on my social media shared a book, 100 Rebel Stories for Rebel Girls, something along those lines. Sorry if I paraphrased that. It was but in that vein. And funnily enough, she was working at the cafe, and so I asked her a couple of questions around it, such as if she is a Rebel girl and if she enjoyed it so much. And she said that she did, and it was good, you know, heaps of little stories, I think 100 actually, and she enjoyed it. And then, funny enough, the next day, when she had to post her next one, because she was doing a book challenge, who got fucking tagged? This guy. Anyway, so she tagged me, and I thought, you know what, I don't usually do that sort of stuff. I'm not posting on social media, or if I do, it'll probably just be one post of 7. I don't feel like posting for 7 days around that stuff. So I put together 7 books that have left an impact on my life. And they're not in no particular order. I probably put them in some order by accident, but no particular order. And I'll start with probably the one, here's the order, that I can clearly remember the time before I read the book and the time after I read the book, and that is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I have 2 copies of that book. Yeah, I should have got the books out, hey? Where's the other one? It's up there somewhere. There it is. Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. I read that when I was 19, and I remember reading it. And I remember sitting on my bed and I was reading it at a place I lived at the time, and I remember putting the book down for a second and having like, so I'm allowed to think whatever I want to think. Like, I don't have to think the way I was told to think. And this was like a fucking mind-blowing thought for me at the time. It was like, I don't have to agree with my boss. I don't have to, you know, just do what I'm told blindly. I can actually think somewhat freely. And that was a really big moment in my life. And it wasn't actually Think and Grow Rich, I suppose, around money as much as it was Think and Grow, I think is it could have title finished there. Funny story, I think the original text of that book, Napoleon Hill put it forward to the publisher, and they said, we'll only publish it if we change the title to something like More Spoodle for Your Noodle. Honestly, it was something like, I'll have to Google it, but it was something like that. So that was the original title put forward by the publisher, I believe. So yeah, Think and Grow Rich was the first one. Another one, and this is the only fiction book in the actual series, because I stopped reading fiction. I just lost interest in it, I guess, a little while ago. I know books are always better, but I just don't get around at the moment. It was Ice Station by Matthew Riley. I fucking love that book. That was the first book that I read from cover to cover. That was like a mad novel, and I couldn't get enough of it. And I think that was Area 7 was after that. So Ice Station by Matthew Riley, I would have read, I think, in my teens. I actually think I might have been down the coast, so I would have been like 13 or 14. So that I would probably read again. I really enjoyed it. Another book was Start With Why by Simon Sinek. I have the list on my phone. By Simon Sinek. I mean, that was really a influence by his TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action. However, I think it's a great thing to lean into and read, and at least watch the 18-minute or 12-minute TED Talk, or you can listen to it while you're driving. He talks about the Golden Circle, which is, and you can look at it as a business, as like a common group of people, or you could think of it as an individual. But most businesses know what they do, or every business really knows what they do. Most know how they do it, but very few know why. And so that's the Golden Circle. funnily enough, the lessons that I've learned in business and with my friends that do marketing really, really well is that that's actually missing the most inner circle, which is who. Who are you speaking to? Why are they going to listen? How are you going to provide that service to them? And then what is it that you do? So Simon Sinek, Start With Why, great read. Wisdom of the Enneagram. The Enneagram has had a big influence in my understanding of personality structures. The Enneagram is a model, not the model, but it is a very interesting model, and it can point to structures of mind that allow us to understand ourselves better and also to understand others better, which I suppose leads to tolerance, really. And so I think that's a really good place to start, especially for the purpose of actually understanding ourselves. The next is The War of Art, which is a great little read by Stephen Pressfield, who is a fiction writer, but this is a non-fiction book, and he did a series, The War of Art, Turning Pro, Do the Work, and there's one more, The Warrior Ethos. And so I think that Warrior Ethos is a little bit different to that, but The War of Art, if you can read that one by itself at least, there's no fat on it. It's like 140 pages, maybe 170 pages of a really easy to read book. It's a spin-off, of course, of The Art of War by Sun Tzu, but it's not that. It's The War of Art. And if you see any component of what you do as an art form that you express, that is an absolutely fantastic read. And simple, easy. You can do it in a weekend. Very powerful book. This one is probably had one of the most biggest influences on my life, which was King, Warrior, Magician, Lover by Robert Moore and Stephen Gillette. It's just down there. You can't see it. I'm not going to pull it out because it'll pull other things over. King, Warrior, Magician, Lover, The Four Archetypes of Mature Masculine. And I think in a time where it's so easy to throw around the term toxic masculinity, it is an absolutely fantastic read for a male, and that there is a female archetypal version of that, but to understand what is healthy rather than an inflated or a deflated egoic version of those archetypes, King, Warrior, Magician, Lover. And of course we may lean into any one of those archetypes. At the same time, we're actually effectively embodying all of those archetypes. And so it's the integration of all four of those that allow us, and a healthy integration to, as it was written, to have a healthy dance in the middle of the axis. And so the inflated and deflated versions of those, as an example, I'm not going to go all the way through it, but the king is both a tyrant and a weakling. And so we see the inflated egoic structures of the king as being the tyrant. The inner child is actually the toddler tyrant, basically. So, which is quite funny. But then we see the deflated version of that being the weakling, the person who can't make the decision, who shies away. And I think that's it goes through and explains really interesting components of those archetypes. The female version, although there's not the exact book version of that, that stems from Jungian psychology, by the way, is queen, mother, wise woman, lover, instead of king, warrior, magician, lover. Queen, mother, wise woman, lover. So yeah, great read. And then I think the last one, The Daily Stoic. I have to admit, I think The Daily Stoic will fit the bill. There's probably other ones that at different stages in my life, I would say different things, maybe even The Hero's Journey, or for better naming, it would be Hero of a Thousand Faces. That's a pretty fantastic book. I'm reading Sex, Ecology, and Spirituality at the moment. I'm sure that'll fall in there somewhere. So it's hard to say seven, but so far those seven have had a big part of my life. The Daily Stoic, the benefit of that is that it's literally a page a day of a Stoic quote, and then Ryan Holiday and his co-author Stephen do their best to modernize what those quotes would mean today. So they're all the books that I recommend continually, and probably the most. And that's me done. If I could, I would recommend either a nice brew of coffee when you read, or a delicious whiskey, maybe a red wine if you're so inclined. I find that to be very relaxing, gets me in the mood anyway. And that's enough from me, I think, on that topic. Thank you, Charlotte's Web. for nominating me. I hope this satisfies. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.